to his leadership position, we expect he'd be here overnight.
Hey, you know, that means he needs to coordinate with me. He's missed more than I have this year.
Because, I mean, I'll be gone
obviously
all.
Obviously, Carl.
I'll be gone all week.
So
will I. Are you waiting
for
my vote
tonight? What is it that we're... Call to order for Monday, June... 13th for our public hearing. Mr. Ashley, if you'd like to establish a quorum. And
okay. Dave Stewart. Rick Caudell.
Here.
Randall Cummings.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Susan Martin.
Here.
And Carl Pride. And we do have a quorum.
Okay. You want to go ahead and explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read by to the commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you'd like to comment at the public hearing, you must sign the sheet, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning Commission, not to anyone in attendance. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission will be held 1 week after today's public hearing. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comment shall be taken unless expressly requested by the commission. You may leave after the case is heard. Thank you.
Come on in. We'll take you, Dave.
Let the record reflect.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got sign-up sheets up front. If anybody in the audience would like to speak.
Okay.
All right. I'll grab those.
Here, I'll get them.
Thanks, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I figure we're going to have about the same crowd we'll have next month. Right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that later. Okay, presentation exhibits. First one on the agenda is the Emmer Creek replat of Lot 110.
Okay. Like you said, this is the public hearing for a replat of Lot 10 of Emery Creek Ranch, Phase 1, in the Jasper Township, Section 25, Township 24, Range 22. The request, the applicant, Jason Morris of Southern Acceptance Group, is requesting approval to replat Lot 110 of Emery Creek Ranch, Phase 1, creating a two-lot subdivision. Basically, the history of this, Phase 1 was originally approved and platted in 2004, with a number of lots being replatted in both 2006 and 2007. The current application was approved for concept on May 16th, 2011. The general description of this, the subject property contains approximately 2.46 acres and is located on North Ridge Place and is currently identified as Lot 110 of Emery Creek Ranch Phase 1. The property is currently vacant, and the adjoining property currently is predominantly vacant as well. And this just shows some aerial photos of the property along with the plat. In review, the proposed subdivision would consist of a two-lot subdivision containing 1.23 acre lots, allowing for the construction of a single-family residence on each lot. The project will be served by an existing community well and sewer treatment plant. The project received a score of 20 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 33. No relative policies received a negative score. Basically, in summary, if approved, of course, it'll have to be in compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. We would need the compliance letters from the fire, sewer, and water districts. No outside storage. The decision is subject to all existing easements. Of course, Division I permits will be required for the homes, and the decision of record shall be filed in the recorder's office within 120 days.
Okay. We have one person signed up to speak, and that's Mr. Eddie Wolf.
And did you want me to go ahead and show the
please go ahead
video here?
Yep.
And I've tried to keep this one fairly brief.
Thank you.
This is the property in question, and as you can tell, it's currently vacant. There was a little bit of earthwork being done, but not a great deal the day we were out there, and it's predominantly vacant around the lot in question as well.
And if I remember right, and you reflected a little bit to that in your summary, that in 2006, 2007, we did a bunch of these.
Yes.
And we split these that were all 2.5 acres or whatever to something like that. Yeah.
All the lots out there in the creek were set up like two plus acres, and the intent that they could split them when it was originally laid out.
Right.
And we brought singles through. We brought groups one time, I think about 11 at one time that we did. So they've been several out there that hasn't been split.
Okay.
And the intention of Jason here is to build a house on one of the lots and then give the owner the option to buy the other lot we create or he'll build a house on it also.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before I ask the commission if they have any questions for you?
It's pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. Any questions? Okay. We'll see you soon. You might keep in contact with.
Is there any use of coming next?
Dave, yeah, you weren't here yet, Dave, but we were talking. I'm going to be gone, and Susan's going to be gone next week. And right now, we're missing. What's his face? Every week, Carl. Every week, pretty much, he's not showing up. I did, and. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's go ahead and call the other one at least. Simplicity Salon. No reason to read that yet because if I'm not mistaken, we have to have a representative here.
Okay.
For them to for us to move forward on that. And being that there's nobody else in the crowd, it doesn't look like they have a representative here, so we'll have to table that.
Okay.
Would you maybe let them know?
Yes, definitely.
And of course, you know, we've talked about this before. We do this every week. Are all the time, so we kind of get what needs to go on, but a lot of people, they do it once in their life. Do we give them a piece of paper or something that they can read and refer back to that goes, oh, I've got to be there?
So
there was something they could read that says, I got to be there for this.
For pre-application conference, we both sit down and talk to them. We presented them with their schedule letter, public hearing notice, concept letter.
So there's something in front of them that says, I need to be there representing myself on this date.
Yes. And in fact, in this case...
It doesn't happen often, but it happens. So.
In this particular case, we had the pre-application conference. They actually received the written documentation. There was still some confusion, so I actually scheduled an additional meeting with them just to walk them through. So I really don't know the reasoning that they're not in attendance, to be honest with you.
They picked a bad month to skip. But maybe anybody we do have just for next month, thinking forward, maybe you could put them ahead of our what will probably be our bigger. I'd rather have this. Yeah.
Okay.
That way, because I'm guessing that we're going to have a large attendance, and
yes.
Anybody we can get out of the room would be positive. So,
okay.
You know, as far as making room for other people. Which brings me to that part. I'm just curious what you as the commission think about, you know, some of us were here before and we had a large group. If I remember correctly, we had to move it upstairs.
Okay.
We moved a hearing upstairs one time. I remember doing that. I don't know if it was, is there more room upstairs, or was there then? Maybe there's someone working down here, something was going on.
We moved them to the Forsyth Gymnasium years ago.
I'm just curious as to what you all think. I mean, this is a little different animal than what we've had in the past, and I'd rather be prepared to deal with that the best way possible before the day we get there. And any, you know, lots of heads are better than one on how to do that, if anything, or just deal with it the night we get there. So I'm just asking you all if, as far as how to handle the crowd, because my guess is it's going to be full. It's almost full on concept. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it was full, and there were people standing outside on concept. And so I will let you know that we've had a couple of calls. Okay, then.
That's